Let's kick things off talking about Thursday Night Football. Spoiler alert, Amazon has a hit. The markets tanked again today, and more lousy housing news is on the docket. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 22nd day of September. Thanks for being with us again today. In other news headlines, Boeing is fined for misleading investors. The numbers out of Costco tell us you're still buying stuff. We're quick to blame Russia for high gas prices, but is that reality? Just in time for holiday shopping, Walmart has an announcement. The new jobless report is out. We've got the Wall Street Report, and workers have adjusted to a new set of rules post-pandemic. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you are with us again today. Find us on Twitter. Hey, you can follow along. We post up the market report on a regular basis there, plus news and interviews. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. 13 million viewers can't be wrong. That's the number of people who watched last week's Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime. Oh, and Amazon? They enlisted Nielsen to count folks across all platforms, and that number came to 15.3 million viewers. It's a big number, and it did blow away the expectations. CNN is reporting that for the first time, the NFL, TV's most valuable product, is carving out a package of games exclusively on digital, which is already how millions of viewers get their entertainment and likely the future of television itself. These numbers show that the sport can be a big draw in digital as well as old-fashioned TV. Fans in the participating teams' markets are still able to watch their local broadcast stations. Thursday's debut is also an example of how Amazon is boosting its Prime Video investment as it broadens its footprint in the streaming marketplace. The company has spent billions fortifying its streaming offerings across multiple fronts. That includes feature films via Amazon Studios, as well as buying MGM, producing TV shows, leading to its new and very expensive Lord of the Rings, The Ring of Power, and live sports with Thursday Night Football, as well as games from other leagues. The NFL deal with Amazon was one of several that the league signed with its media partners in March of this past year. Agreements that cover 11 years are valued at more than $100 billion. The game tonight pits the 1-1 Pittsburgh Steelers against the 1-1 Cleveland Browns. Not the magic matchup like last week when Kansas City beat the Los Angeles Chargers 27-24. Well, for a bit, it looked like the Dow might come away with a razor-thin win, but when the bell rang, all three major indexes were once again in the red. Investors are digesting the 0.75% rate increase from the Fed. And in some spillover news, the Bank of England raised its key rate by 50 basis points, and Switzerland's National Bank hiked by 75 basis points. Market observers also expect the European Central Bank to raise rates when it meets next month. Oil, settled a bit higher at $83.52 a barrel. The numbers from today, those are coming your way in just a bit. In yet another blow to prospective homebuyers, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is now very close to 6.3%. The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage averaged 6.29% in the week that ended September 22. That was up from 6.02% the week before, according to Freddie Mac. That is significantly higher than this time last year, when the rate was 2.88%, and it is the highest level seen since October of 2008. Mortgage rates have almost doubled since the start of this year. After climbing to nearly 6% in mid-June, recession fears made rates more volatile. But now all eyes are on the central bank's campaign of interest rate hikes and its fight against inflation. All of this news is pushing many first-time home buyers out of the market, and that spells trouble for the housing sector in general. The Securities and Exchange Commission has fined Boeing for misleading investors following the deadly crash of two Boeing 737 MAX jetliners. CNBC is reporting that Boeing will pay $200 million and its then-CEO Dennis Muilenburg will pay $1 million to settle the case. The two crashes, one in October of 2018 and another in March of 2019, killed all 346 people aboard the two flights and led to a worldwide grounding of the jetliners, which was first lifted in late 2020. Boeing fired Muilenburg in December of 2019 in the midst of the plane's extended grounding and comments about when he expected regulators to clear the planes to fly again. The comments also strained the manufacturer's relationship with the Federal Aviation Administration, prompting public admonishment by the regulator. Well, clearly, retail is still reaping some huge rewards as consumers continue to shop. MarketWatch is reporting that Costco reported quarterly results that beat Wall Street estimates in annual sales that topped $200 billion for the first time ever. Revenue rose to $72 billion from $62 billion in the year-ago quarter. Sales at stores open for at least 1 year rose 13.7%, in line with Wall Street estimates. You know, when gas prices spiked to over $5 a gallon back in June, folks were quick to blame Russia and the war in Ukraine. But the question is that accurate? Will Daniel writes for Fortune that the blame really should shift to Iraq. Marco Pepik, a strategist for the Clock Tower Group, notes that the U.S. is trying to get Saudi Arabia to increase its oil production while simultaneously attempting to improve relations with Iran after the Trump administration walked away from the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. He argues that talking to both players, who are well-known adversaries, will only serve to exacerbate tensions between the two regional powers, which could ultimately lead to sectarian conflict in neighboring Iraq, the world's fourth-largest oil exporter. And if Iraq's crude production is affected by this conflict, oil prices will surely rise, with gas prices following close behind. While oil is trading in the $80 range, many economists say that $100 oil will be the norm next year. In a move to make holiday shopping less stressful, Walmart has announced that they will offer Walmart Plus members in select stores the option to schedule a return on the app from the comfort of their homes. Members won't need to provide a box or a label. All they're going to have to do is hand off the return to one of the delivery drivers, and Walmart will handle the rest. Eligible purchases made on or after October 1st can be returned through January 31st of next year. Also brand new this holiday season is Walmart's Spark Good program, which allows customers to give back to the community by rounding up their purchase totals and allows nonprofits to create registries. And on top of all that, Walmart is attempting to hire 40,000 seasonal workers. The Labor Department released the latest numbers of first-time jobless claims, and those numbers increased slightly, indicating the labor market remains tight despite the Federal Reserve's attempt to cool demand with aggressive interest rate increases. The report suggests that job growth is still very active. Initial claims for state unemployment benefits rose 5,000 to a seasonally adjusted 213,000 for the week ending September 17. Data for the prior week was revised to show 5,000 fewer applications than previously reported. Economists by Reuters had forecast 218,000 applications for the latest week, but we didn't get there. Investors pored over the jobless numbers for a few minutes anyway, before returning to a sell-off on Wall Street driven by the Fed raising interest rates. The Dow for a brief period of time looked to post in the green, but at the bell, the blue chips were down by 107 points to close at 30,076. The NASDAQ fell by 153 points as pressure continued to mount on tech companies. The NASDAQ ended the session at 11,066. The S&P 500 fell by 31 points. The broad market ended the day at 37.57. And finally, there is this. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the pandemic appears to have changed workers' attitudes and the conditions they're willing to accept as the tight labor market further consolidates employees' power. Workers in hospitality and nursing homes are pushing back through unionizations and strikes, while at least half the workforce is still choosing to work remotely, according to swipe card data from Castle Systems. However, September RTO was at the highest level since pre-pandemic, while inflation may also see workers keener to return to jobs. Meanwhile, job switchers say there is a number one reason to job hop. A new poll from PBS NewsHour, NPR, and Marist reports that better pay is by far the top reason workers have switched roles in the past 2 years, a finding that's held true across the generations, by the way. Gen Z and millennials were the most likely to switch jobs in the first place, with 52% reporting a job change, compared with only 18% of baby boomers. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.